Maurice Jones-Drew leads the team out for Saturday practice. Practice number two of 2013 training camp at the Florida Blue practice fields. Great news to see Mojo back in action. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field today. Hot and humid conditions in Jacksonville. Temperatures in the high 80s and very humid again today. They worked in helmets and shorts today. The last helmets-only practice scheduled until mid-August. Fumbled snaps were the key early today. Blaine Gabbert had some struggles under center today and a late fumble out of the shotgun formation. Chad Henne had a solid day today, a two-minute drill in which after practice he was very happy with. A couple of great plays from the secondary today, too. Josh Evans and Ray Polk both made solid plays, saving touchdowns in two-minute drills with Gabbert at quarterback. That was near the goal line. And Mike Brown had a solid day working with the ones today. The slot receiver, Mike Brown, really trying to make this team. And remember, we'll have the play of the day coming up at the end of Inside the Jaguars, so stay tuned. Head coach Gus Bradley said after practice that consistency is what they're looking for.
Yesterday's practice, we had some mistakes, and then we had our walkthrough, and we corrected all the mistakes. And then you see them today, and they did it just like the walkthrough. That's what's real. That part is cool to me, you know, to see those type of advances. And it really sends a message to us, to the coaching staff, just where we are, and their willingness to learn.
Well, you might have heard by now that Gus Bradley preaches competition at all positions, but the one competition that has everyone's interest, of course, is at quarterback. Four quarterbacks on this roster, Gabbert, Henne, Kafka, and Scott. It is an open competition, but of course, Gabbert and Henne are the lead horses in this race. They're both working with the first team off and on each day, and they both know this will be a process.
When the mistakes happen, we talked about it last night, they're going to happen. But learn from it, move on. There's still more plays, and everybody's going to have turnovers. Every team's going to make mistakes in certain situations, but what you can do right now in training camp is learn from it, watch the film, get better, and forget about it.
I mean, I don't know if we're worried about the results. I think it's just going out here, competing each and every day, trying to get better, and, you know, just be the leader out here. And we'll correct what we need to inside, but each and every day we just got to bring our A game and show them that we're consistent on a consistent basis.
A few notes from Saturday's practice. Rookie safety Jonathan Cyprian still on the non-football injury list, strained a hamstring in a workout before reporting to camp. Talked to him walking in the building this morning. He said he's feeling much better. It could be day-to-day, but of course, aren't we all? Denard Robinson trying to find some consistency receiving. Work in progress for a guy, remember, who played quarterback just over a year ago at Michigan. And before practice today, the Jaguars announced a sponsorship agreement with Publix Supermarkets. It's a five-year deal centered around tailgating. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Well, as you would imagine, senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, has a few thoughts about the quarterback battle.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. We move on in 2013 training camp, and it's evident after a few days that the hot button beat the drum issue may take a while to play out. We speak of the Jaguars quarterback situation, and it's really no surprise the panic button has been pushed, pounded, and pounced on with both feet. Yes, already. Blaine Gabbert threw an interception Friday. Chad Henne did too. In general, the start was just plain rocky. Gus Bradley's a positive guy, but even the head coach called the decision-making unacceptable. That's a strong word. Was this the start Bradley and Jed Fish wanted? No. They would have loved a clean start with no interceptions and crisp throws to a steady stream of receivers. That's what you see at camps with veteran offenses and established quarterbacks. Guess what? This is not that. The Jaguars aren't established a quarterback. That's not news. This competition will have stops and starts. It will have mistakes. Probably a lot of them. There will be rough days. This is a new offense with young receivers. Some mistakes will be on the quarterback. Some on the receivers. It won't be pretty. What you're looking for, though, isn't perfection in late July, but a clear idea by late August of who you want your quarterback to be. The guess here is that will still be Gabbert, but he will win what Bradley has called an open competition. If the early part of camp is any indication, there may be a lot of panicking and drum beating before then. Without question, this open competition has a long way to go before it's closed.
Thank you, John. Let's now look at the play of the day from Saturday. It's again on defense. Cornerback Allen Ball, a free agent pickup, goes up and gets an interception off Blaine Gabbert and takes it back all the way. Allen Ball with a play of the day again in the secondary. The Jaguars are back on the field Sunday, 9:55 a.m. The first time the pads will pop in 2013 training camp. Shoulder pads and shorts tomorrow. We'll have interactive coverage live right here on Jaguars.com and first off the field reports as well. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.